Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're actually going to be sharing with you this hour interviews from our trip to Ireland. We just got back yesterday. And knowing that I would be a little jet laggy, typically, I never used to be jet laggy on the return. Flying west is so much easier to adjust to than flying east. And I don't know if you remember the doctor who specialized in sleep disorders. He started out as a cardiologist and then got interested in something else because of his interest in cardiology, which led him to an interest in sleep and its relationship to a healthy body and a healthy heart. And I had him on the air a couple of years ago now to specifically address the issue of jet lag, which some people think, you know, that's just a kind of mythical thing in your head. But no, my friends, it's not. It's not. Going through time zones plays a game with your body. And what time you fly, I like later flights. I like to fly 8:30, 9 o'clock at night when I'm flying across the Atlantic from the States. Because you land at 7:30, 8, 8:30 in the morning. By the time you get on the plane and you have something to eat, you kind of sluggish, you'll sleep for a couple of hours. But when you leave at 6 in the evening, not a chance. The last two flights I took across the ocean in December and in October, we left at 6:10 p.m. I didn't sleep a wink. Who's tired at 6 o'clock in the evening? So that really makes it a little more difficult of an adjustment. And this specialist in sleep disorders that I had on, you can find his audio archived from the interview that we did. Basically, it takes one day to adjust, for your body to adjust, for every time zone you fly through. So if you fly 5 hours between the East Coast and Ireland, you're flying through five time zones, it's going to take you 5 days to adjust. But I never had a coming home adjustment until maybe a year ago. That's a new thing for me. Knowing that, we decided it would be a good idea to meet with folks in Ireland and share them with you on our return. So that's what we're doing today. And if you've missed any part of today's show, remember that every show is podcast for a year at travelers411.com. You can download it and take us with you. And every show is simultaneously archived forever and ever and ever. And my guest this hour, you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, are parts of our family of award-winning websites, and they're all tied together in one search engine. So put in either Foxford Woolen, spelled with two O's and two L's, W-O-O-L-L-E-N, Foxford Woolen Mills, or Joe Queenan, Queen with an A-N at the end, and you'll find links to photos that we've taken at Foxford Woolen Mills and links to the archived audio of interviews we've done with Joe, both in person here in County Mayo, and that we've done by telephone. And so that gives you a nice background. But we're going to do a big catch-up today. We were over there shopping. We got the last of our Christmas shopping done at Foxford Woolen Mills. And you can go online and do some shopping. Now you've got Valentine's Day coming up. That's a nice place to go looking for somebody's very special gift. Foxford Woolen, remember, two O's, two L's. FoxfordWoolenMills.com. And go have a look while we get ready to talk with Joe Queenan, CEO of Foxford Woolen Mills, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I am delighted to be with Joe Queenan, the CEO of Foxford Woolen Mills. We spent some time with Joe yesterday over at Foxford Woolen Mills in County Mayo. It's a hop and a jump, literally. I mean, what is it? I don't know, 8-10 minutes drive from Mount Falcon, a wonderful place to stay that we'll be talking about later this hour. It's an amazing place, truly. And for all of you listening in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, those of you listening on WBRK 101.7 FM and WSBS out of Great Barrington, who are familiar with the city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, being twinned with Ballinagh in County Mayo, Foxford and Mount Falcon, they're just a few miles south of Ballinagh. So for all of you who make pilgrimages to Ballinagh with the folks in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, related to the sister city twinning that's been going strong for a whole lot of years now, make a detour and make sure you stop in at Foxford Woolen Mills. It's an amazing place and truly eye candy. You walk in to Foxford Woolen Mills and you are first met with the most gorgeous stuff for your house that you want to take home with you. Joe, do you do a lot of shipping for people who want to buy things like duvets and comforters and throws and decorative cushions and pillows? Because those are too big to stuff in your suitcase.
They are indeed, Stephanie. Yes, we do. We ship wherever people want on a wholesale basis as well. We export to the five continents, so we're well used to shipping goods for people over the last 100-plus years of Foxford's existence.
Well, I was busy finishing up shopping I didn't have time to do before Christmas in the States. And for some people, it's going to be a New Year's gift. But at least they'll know we remembered them with something gorgeous. You have the most wonderful, aside from all the household goods that are jolly good, you've got what they call here pullovers. We call them sweaters.
Yes.
Sweaters and cardigans and scarves and hats and gloves and mittens and a thousand different, or probably more than a thousand, different household accessories. So, I even bought a lovely, you've got a display of children's books. Mm. And also some books, you know, that adults would be interested in that are related to Irish stories and legends and this and that. And I bought a couple of kids that we're going to meet along the way. Books that I know, that even though they live here in Ireland, they don't have on their shelf.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that. So, but I have to go back because I didn't have time to finish up what I needed to do. So I have to come back and do some more damage.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
So let's see, you had a very unique entree into the relationship at Foxford Woolen Mills. You're now heading up Foxford Woolen Mills as its chief executive for how many years now?
28 years.
But prior to that, you had a very unusual introduction to this business.
Yes, I'm a member of a very boring profession. That I've been an accountant, Stephanie. And my boss, who was based in Ballinagh, was appointed to be the receiver of Foxford Woolen Mills in 1987. It got into financial difficulty and it was wound up.
And who owned it at the time?
It was set up and owned then by the Irish Sisters of Charity, who established it in 1892. as a poverty relief effort, which got the town back on its up from its knees and created in the 1940s and 1950s 250, 300 jobs in a population of town of 700. So it had a huge economic impact on the area.
You know, I often wonder, BBC, I think it was, because it was a British show, did a series probably three decades ago called Body and Soul. Did you ever see it?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. Yeah, heard the name.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to fill you in a little bit because I have a feeling that the author got the inspiration for this fictional story from Foxford Woolen Mills. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here in County Mayo at Mount Falcon talking about Foxford Woolen Mills just down the road a piece. Show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Joe Queenan, the CEO of Foxford Woolen Mills in County Mayo, Ireland. And County Mayo is so rich in places to visit that are spectacular, like Cage of Fields. And there are just so many other places that the town of Cong, which is partially in Galway, but mostly in Mayo, where they filmed The Quiet Man, a classic film with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And the natural beauty of Mayo is incredible. And then, of course, there's the road, the N17, that I have to sing about as we drive along the N17. I have the car window open, singing at the green grass and stone walls and and the sheep along the way. But one of the very special places you're going to want to go and visit is Foxford Woolen Mills. And I was telling Joe, there was this series, and people, you could probably get it at BBC.com or something, where they have their shop where you can go buy videos of programs. It was run on PBS in the U.S. It was called Body and Soul, and it was about a woman who was a nun, And she went into the convent, and but her family ran a woolen mill. And through a series of terrible events of people who were in the family who were running the mill getting sick and dying and whatnot, she left the convent. And she was given papal dispensation to do that without being excommunicated, and to go home and help the family, because not only the family, but all the people who lived in this village in England depended on that woolen mill that produced garments and this and that. And so that was what the story was about. And it just seems to me that if I were going to write a novel about that was inspired by Foxford Woolen Mills, I might have taken that road. You know, so try and get your hands on the book.
I will do.
Yeah. I don't know. You could probably still find it now at Amazon. I found it in the paperback. I went through a lot of trouble. It was out of print when I went to get it. I went to Oxford, England. And in Oxford, there's a very famous bookstore that has everything. But when I went there, they said they had no more hardcover copies. But down the road, they had, like a block away, another store that only sold paperbacks, and they had a few copies there. Now with the internet, you can find anything. But be careful, people. There's a porn film out there called Body and Soul. That's not what you're looking for. But it was such a good story that I saw the series, and then I read the book. It's just wonderful. But there's this great relationship between that fiction and the reality of here was a town in economic trouble that the nuns stepped up and said, let's start a business and employ people. And they successfully employed people from
1892.
1892 until they ran into trouble, I guess it was what, during World War II?
No, 1987, they went into receivership.
Oh, okay.
So they were almost 100 years in existence.
Wow.
They survived Civil War in Ireland, War of Independence, the 1930s economic crash, all the different terrible events that happened, and they got through it. And eventually, with the downturn in the blanket trade, as opposed to with the advent of duvets, they didn't change in time. The business was still viable, but they hadn't seen the changes coming, and they hadn't made provision, unfortunately, then to pay the price.
Right. So, because you were an accountant working for a particular firm, you were given the assignment to be on site and oversee the accounting practices of this now into bankruptcy business?
Yeah, it was a winding up operation, but our brief was if we could find a buyer for it as a going concern, that would be the preferred option.
Otherwise it would have been closed down.
Yeah, because 1987, you probably don't remember, in Ireland was the last person leaving the country, switched the light off. The economic...
Yeah, we had that up in... somebody put a billboard, that exact billboard, up in... I think it was Seattle, Washington. And who's up there? Boeing?
Yeah.
And so there was a big, you know, all the engineers were being let go, and somebody actually put up a billboard that said, well, the last person leaving Seattle, please turn off the lights. So happily, that's a thriving city to the point that it's one of the most expensive cities in America to live in. It's so, you know, sought after from, you know, the point of view of housing and supply and demand and whatnot. It's a happening place, Seattle. And hi to all of you listening to us in the state of Washington. It's good to have you aboard. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and find out what happened when Joe Queenan, this is like one of those, what do they call them, film noir movies. I'm going to leave you on the edge of the cliff. What will Joe Queenan do as the receiver overlooking this business? Will it survive? Will it shut down? Stay with me. We'll be right back talking about Foxford Woolen Mills in County Mayo, Ireland.
Sometimes when I'm reminiscing, I see the prefab.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
is Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the final stuff that's played near Galway Bay. And policemen all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. We'll give them sip and we take a ship to the rear old Mountain Dew. Hi-da-dilly-a-dum-dilly-dum-di-dum-di-dilly-dum-di-dilly-i-day. At the foot of the hill, there's a neat little hill where the smoke curls up to the sky. The
time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Joe Queenan. I guess, you know, by giving you his title, I kind of, this is the spoiler, people. He's the CEO of Fox for Woolen Mills. Does it tell you how the story ends? Or at least continues? We left Joe Queenan overseeing two possibilities. One, in overseeing as on the part of the receiver, which would be the bank that's, you know, I guess it must be a terrible thing to have to foreclose on nuns. I mean, nobody wants to do that.
No, the nuns did have enough assets to continue, but they decided to call in the receiver because the place was hemorrhaging cash. They saw their role no longer relevant as business operators in an environment that had changed totally since 1892. As I said, the place was losing money, and they said it's time to exit stage left.
So the choices were find a way to wind it down and close it up, which would have left a lot of local people out of work and imposed even more economic hardship on the region.
Indeed. The fashion of the time was to all the textile jobs were moving to the east. People were saying you couldn't manufacture textiles in Ireland or in Western Europe for that matter. And the fashion was to move everything offshore. And when people came to look at the factory and the premises, they just had one look and said, no, it's not going to work. The cost of the production in the west of Ireland was too high and not competitive.
And so the other option was see if you could find a buyer.
See if you could find a buyer, and it was difficult because at the time the economy was in trouble. Banks had lost some money in textiles. They didn't want to know about refinancing a failed textile mill. And there wasn't too many people putting their hand up saying, let's give it a go.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned textile. I don't know if you knew, rest his soul, Martin McCrossin. You know the name at all?
No.
Well, go Google him. Go on my website.
Okay.
You'll find archived audio of great loss, Martin McCrossin. Martin started Derry City Tours, which expanded to, while it was still called Derry City Tours, and he was based in Derry in Northern Ireland, he expanded into tours that went all over the north, and sometimes to places like Donegal and Monaghan and elsewhere. And I remember him telling me the story about how there was there were so many Irish descendants in America going back, well, in theory, I mean, if you go back to the 1500s when, what was his name, John O'Connor? O'Connor or O'Connell? O'Connor. Was with the Spanish conquistadors in Mexico, and he founded Tucson, Arizona, and there's this huge Irish population still there, Irish descendants, and a very strong Irish-American organization in Tucson. And but if we discount the route through Mexico to Arizona with John O'Connor and talk about the time when the flight of the earls out of Donegal to Spain and elsewhere, there were Irishmen coming over to what was then the colonies in the 16 and 1700s. And so there was still this strong relationship with ancestors' family still in Ireland. So when the early presidents were inaugurated, until maybe 40 years ago, it might be less than that. I have to go look it up to find out who was the last president who got a present from the shirt factory in Derry. Because at the inaugural, the day of the inaugural, a dozen shirts manufactured at the shirt factory in Derry would be presented to the new American president from Derry. And I asked Martin at the time, are they still doing that? And I said, no, they haven't done it in 30 years or more or whatever. Whatever the time period, I don't remember exactly. He said, because today they're probably made in Korea. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, it wasn't just what was happening in Foxford at the woolen mills, but pretty much all over the island that is Ireland, where manufacturing of goods was taking place somewhere else.
Yeah, the woolen mills, textile industry in Ireland would have employed thousands of people in the 40s, 50s.
Wow.
And then it went into rapid decline, 60s, 70s and 80s. To an extent now that you would have only probably 3,000 people employed in textiles in Ireland.
Wow.
As opposed to probably 50, 60,000 people.
And it was, I think, 1964 when the first Aran knit sweaters hit America like a tornado coming through, and everybody wanted one.
Thanks to who? The Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem.
Were they wearing them?
They kick-started that. They appeared on stage with Aran sweaters knitted by their mother, sent them over, thought they needed them, be cold weather over there. And my God, that really kick-started and put millions of dollars and euros into the Irish economy. The way that the sweaters took off.
Well, I never say the name the way it's supposed to be pronounced, but it's spelled Standun, S-T-A-N-D-U-N.
Standun.
Thank you very much. So, and Gesundheit. So, so they established their business
on the
Aran sweater.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, nice people.
And it's still going today.
Oh,
And Aran sweaters are still huge business in the States. Because it's a uniform, you know, to some extent it's a class and a very timeless uniform.
Yeah, I have a closet full of them.
Yeah,
and yet I can't resist buying yet another one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at it, and you say, well, you know, they're similar. They're rarely the same.
Yeah,
I can put out the dozen Aran sweaters I have, Aran knit sweaters, and each is different. Most, I think, all of them are white.
That's right.
Except one I have that's lavender, like a grape color. It's so beautiful. And that one has a zipper up the front. Love it. But, you know, each one, they're like snowflakes. No two are the same, really.
That's right.
It's marvelous. So at what point, when you are employed as the receiver, you know, as an agent of the bank and the receivership to oversee, do we close this sucker down? Can we find a buyer for it? Did you look at it and say, you know, there really could be a real serious, viable, ongoing business here with the right attention?
Yes, Stephanie, it went into receivership. We were appointed in August 87, and we ran it as a going concern up until September 1998. And after that, we had exhausted nearly every possibility of talking to buyers. So after September 88, it looked pretty bleak. And obviously, the only option I think there was at that stage, realistic one, was that I put together a few people that I got to know during the receivership. I was 27.
And you passed the hat.
And I passed the hat.
Right.
I was 27 years of age.
Of course you were.
I wasn't married. I had no commitments. I didn't have a bean. But I raised enough money to buy a share in the operation at the time. And when I looked in the hat after passing around, there was enough there with my little tuppence to buy it. It wasn't an expensive investment because nobody wanted it. And we started with three people. We have now 75 people employed.
Uh-huh.
And it's growing quite rapidly now. Made a lot of mistakes in the early days. Would have done things a lot different if I had the benefit of hindsight. The only thing I would do, two things I would say to people about if they were getting involved in business. keep away from negative people.
Thank you.
And employ.
Thank you for that.
And employ.
Remember that, people.
Yeah, and employ people smarter than you are. And it makes life easier.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams telling me. Shift in the rear old mountain dew. I did a dilly a dum dilly dum die dum dilly dum die dilly I day. I did a dilly a dum dilly dum die dum dilly dum die dilly I day. At the foot of the hill there's a neat lift still when the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell there's Pachin Brew nearby. But it fills the air with an odor rare that betwixt both me and you. When home you stole, take a bucket or a bowl of the real old mountain dew. Hide a diddly idle dum diddly dum die dum diddly dum die diddly I day. Hide a diddly idle dum diddly dum die dum diddly dum die diddly I day. Now learned men who. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
One of the reasons that I hot-footed over to Foxford Woolen Mills, remember you can check them out at F-O-X-F-O-R-D, Foxford. Woolen is spelled with two O's and two L's, mills.com. But I am told that if you make the error and you spell woolen with one L the way we would in the States, it'll flip over to the two L'd FoxfordWoolenMills.com. Why don't you go to the site? It is a delight to your eyes to be able to see the wonderful colors and patterns and designs of items for your home, as well as wearable items of hats and scarves and mittens and sweaters and cardigans and what one would call a jumper or a pullover here. So how did you get the stuck in a place Foxford Woolen Mills into a trendy chic? You got to have this in your house or your house is not a home.
I always believed in design and innovation. That was critical. Looking at Foxford where we were, it's in the middle of nowhere. To make an impact on the market, you had to have something that was classy. I was so lucky, again, getting back to people. to meet a woman called Helen McAlinden, who was our chief designer. And her vision of Foxford was of a brand that was very clean, elegant in its simplicity, a little bit Scandinavian, with reflective of the colours that belong to our sense of place. And the two of us chatted for a long time in 2000, and she said to me, and this was a bit of a joke really, but she was deadly serious, if you think I'm going to do any more of that touristy S, forget about it. And I liked the whole approach, the presentation she made, the mood board she came in with. I'm not a designer, but when I could see it...
But when you see it, you know it's right.
You know it's right.
That's it.
And from that, we have developed a homewares brand that is getting there to be an international brand.
Well, you know, I have been to other places, not only in Ireland, but elsewhere on the planet, where I've spotted something from across the room, and I've said, that's from Foxford. And I go over and I look at the label, and geez, it's great to be right. Just gorgeous stuff. But you also have had, for more than a decade that I'm aware of, a tour that gives you a kind of walkthrough of a series of dioramas that show you... you know, the history of the Foxford Wheel and Mill, and you could actually take a peek through glass doors and see the working machinery churning out the tapestry, the weavings of the throws and blankets and other things that are made here. But I understand that you've got some fancy plans on your enamel board.
Yes, Stephanie, the tour that you refer to has been there now since 1992. Which, when the mill was 100 years old, it's getting a little bit outdated, and it's a little bit too backward looking. What we want to do now is be a little bit more forward looking.
Have you made a decision on who you're going to work with on that?
No, not yet.
I'm so glad. Can I give you the contacts for my very good friend Mark Leslie, who makes the most incredible, and he's won an award for every installation he's done, and he knows how to work with people, whatever their budget is. So he'll make it work.
Love to talk to him. I know his sister, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Over at Castle Leslie, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and Mark is just an innovative genius who is responsible for the original visitor center at the Cliffs of Moher, the Black Rock Observatory in Cork, Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, the Yeats exhibit at the National Library in Dublin. The GPO, the new 1916 exhibit that's now a permanent exhibit at the General Post Office in Dublin. He and his company are responsible for all of that. And even the small exhibit that was done on a very limited budget at Birr Castle when Lord Ross wanted to do something to highlight all the scientific nature of the background of his ancestors in County Offaly, where President Obama's family traces its roots. So, I'd love you to talk with him, and I'm going to put you in touch. Right now, he's in Australia on holiday, but as soon as he gets back, you guys should talk. Okay. And I can't wait to come back again and visit. And if I don't get to actually get my face through the door, I'll go online to foxfordwoolenmills.com because we know somebody we love who's moving to a new home, and we'd like to help them dress it up a bit. So I want to thank you so much for coming over and visiting with us here at Mount Falcon. So much more to come. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams in County Mayo, and we're flying high.
You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.